Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Tucker Carlson's video of J6. You can't make this up. Tucker Carlson didn't know it was Purim, okay? But how beautiful is it that it came out precisely on Purim, and look what you got. Everything's starting to freak out. They're going crazy.
So it's being used against them.
They're playing... It's used against them, or the better way is, I'm just saying that what I'm seeing is, you know, when I start studying these timelines, the biblical timelines, they're literally playing into God's time windows, God's timing. It's just like the perfect example, right? If you go back and study history, and that's what I do. I study history to know what's coming in the future, right? And so how did I know something potentially could start on Purim? Well, because I studied history. Look at some other crazy points in history.
How long does Purim last?
Perm was only 2 days. No, actually, it was like 1 day, basically. You know, so and so the point is, it was just like a marker of time, because that's like Perm is a God's day. It's a time for God. You know, so God has anointed times, special times in the world that are important to Him, right? And so there are certain dates that are important to God, like the next huge date that's important to God, not 322. Okay, that's evil's number. Okay, the next huge date for God is April 6th. That's 15 Nisan. Now, think about this, right? How crazy is this? But when you study history, you'll end up finding out what they did. They end up throwing, they end up taking Jesus, right? And they hung him on the, they took Jesus and they put him on the cross on Passover, okay? And they played right into God's plan. So allowing Jesus to be the Passover lamb. You know, everything that's going on in the world, it's just by God's design, and evil's playing into it. I guess that's the best way I can describe it. Just think about the, you know, the story of Daniel, and they threw him in lion's den. Evil threw Daniel in the lion's den on Passover. How does that happen? But it happened. You see what I'm saying? It's the evils playing directly into God's plan. It's not their plan. So who's in charge? God's in charge.
But don't they follow a certain pagan calendar that they do certain things on certain dates? And would it be I'm confused on that.
Well, because remember, there's two calendars. So there's God's calendar, just like they took the calendar that we presently use. So we know we use January 1 as day one, okay? But God's calendar, His new year starts not on January 1, on Rosh Hashanah, okay? So the last Rosh Hashanah was September 25, and on that exact date, that's when the British pound plummeted. The past three Rosh Hashanahs since the beginning of end times began, so the first Rosh Hashanah, think about this, right? On Rosh Hashanah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies in 2020. On the next Rosh Hashanah, 2021, you have the Evergrande bonds debacle. They literally collapse, and they have to shut down the trading in China, because China would have collapsed if they didn't shut down the trading. You know, and then this last Rosh Hashanah in 2022, what happened? The British pound plummeted. It's like crazy, but God, everything's happening on God's timing. And then if you go back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, it was exactly 21 months, which is 3 times 7. You know, so biblical number is 7 and the Trinity. So the Trinity times 7, you got 21 months plus 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. You know what happened at 21 months and 6 days? Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Yeah.
This is like nuts.
And you called it.
And it was 21. So basically 21 months and 6 days from the next Rosh Hashanah takes us into this June. And so what happened was that was the Evergrande bonds debacle. So we're going to see China's economy, I believe, based on that math calculation, literally plummet and collapse into June. So we're seeing everything manifest in God's time, because basically this is the beginning of the end. We're in the beginning of end time. Seals are opening. And so we're seeing biblical things manifest on the earth. And the reason these evil people are on the earth right now and doing what they needed to do, like, I think you said it best, right? You can't prosecute pre-crime.
Right.
You got to do the deed, right? And once the deed is done, now they've dug in their heels. And now, so this is now a fight to the death. And that's why you're seeing this, right? And take it from here a little bit, you know, but think about this, right? A fight to the death, because if the truth comes out of what they did, they know they're dead. Because what they did was so horrible to the world, to the children, to the world, to the people. They've enslaved humanity. They've been lying to us for generations. This is the plan that's been going on hundreds or thousands of years. They've lied to us about everything. Everything's a lie. And they're about to be, you know, the truth's about to come out that everything's been a lie.
Right.
And so they know the truth comes out and, you know, they're dead. So what are they going to do? They're going to fight to the
death. Yeah, they're going all in. All bets are off the table. Like, they will cease to exist if they lose, and they know that. Like, they will go into a void of hell.
Yeah.
They will not be in this existence anymore. Like, they're fighting for sheer survival.
Right. Yeah. But it has to be this way, because this has been around for thousands of years, what they've been doing. You know, this is Mystery Babylon, okay? Mystery Babylon is what? You know, so why is it called? You know, if you read Revelation 17, verse 5, it talks about Mystery Babylon. You know, I'm like, what is Mystery Babylon? Well, this is a very good explanation for you, right? Think about, you know, the puppet master, right? He stands in the shadows, in the dark, pulling the strings. Sound familiar, right? So that's why it's a mystery, because you don't know who they are, but they're in the shadows pulling the strings of all the world leaders, and they're controlling the world. So it's the harlot, which is the deep state, who is Mystery Babylon, okay? That work in the shadows pulling the strings of world leaders that control the seven mountains. What are the seven mountains? Well, we've talked about this, right? They control the church. They control the family. Look what they're doing with the family. You know, they're literally trying to destroy the family unit now. The financial system is how they really did it all, okay? So we've talked about this. The financial system is critical, because if you take down the financial system, in other words, the financial system is how they control everybody and the world. So what has to happen? The collapse of the financial system. So what are we seeing happen right now? We've been talking about this since we met last year. We saw, you know, you got what? Own gold and silver. And cryptocurrencies. Why? Because when the financial system blows up, the way we do finance, do business today is literally going to change forever. Okay. Because they're using a money system based on thin air. They created out of thin air. I did a very interesting math calculation. Anybody can do this. If you take $1 trillion, that's a one with 12 zeros, you know, a one and 12 zeros. Divide that by the US population. Okay. So every time they create $1 trillion out of thin air, if you divide it by the US population, they in essence should be giving each and every single person in this population about $2,900.
Interesting.
So what's happening is every time they do that, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Why? Because the poor don't get the money. They don't give you the money. They might throw you a bone every so often, give you $500 once a year or something. But basically, this is what's happening, right? And so like in the crash of March of 2020, they created $7 trillion over a weekend. Well, seven times roughly three, that's about $20,000 every single person in the United States should have received from the government by them creating $7 trillion. But the thing is, they haven't created $7 trillion. We're talking hundreds of trillions of dollars. So that's why, you know, when you study history, you know, there's a time in the Bible, it says many, when, you know that part where the Belshazzar, the writing on the wall, everyone's, you know, that's that saying. So that was when the writing, the hand showed up to Belshazzar, and it says, many tekel upsharsim. You, and the definition was, you have been weighed in the balances. So God weighed the kingdom and the balances. And look what our kingdom, right? They create trillions of dollars that they get, and the population keeps getting poorer and poorer. So this is, you've been weighing the balances and found wanting. The whole kingdom's out of balance. And God's kingdom of finance is a kingdom of balance, right? Honest measures. What is gold and silver? Honest money, honest ledgers. It's been money for 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years, right? Because why? You can't create it out of thin air. And that's what they've been doing. They've been using money to creating out of thin air, enslaving humanity. And basically, that has been the game, to enslave the population. And then ultimately, the second part of the game is to wipe out the population. They want to basically, if there's 20 people in the room, they want. So that being the case, the point is they wanted to depopulate.
Right.
Okay. So that's the bottom line, right? So if they're trying to depopulate and they want to control humanity, how messed up is this world, right? But these are the people who are called the puppet masters of the world. They've used the finances, and then with the finances, they control all the board, all the people in the schools. So look what's going on in the schools right now. The education system is like just totally messed up. You know, to go to send your kid to college, like $200,000. For what? You know, truth, you're like, my goodness, you know, like what? We've been lied to for how long, right? But then, you know, you go study history and you realize, you know, this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. So further stuff goes back to, you know, this is literally when, you know, Eve bit the apple and then Adam participated after that. And next thing you know, evil's on the earth and we've got this 6,000-year story of what's going on. And we're basically as crazy as it is, as like, you know, not so exciting as it is, this year by summertime is going to be the worst year we've ever seen in our life.
I mean, you've been right on the target, man. I mean, listen, everything's adding up to what you're saying, and I'm in disbelief over that.
But I want to finish it. If this is going to be the worst year we've ever seen in our life, in the best year we've ever seen in our life. So when God intervenes, okay, so think of it, depends on what side of the fence you're sitting on, right? So if you're so these people are basically controlled, or, you know, they basically, like Pharaoh, have dug in their heels, okay? So that's one side of the fence. The other side of the fence will be comparative, if you go back and study history, would be like the Israelites, right? They've just been in bondage for 400 years, and, you know, they're just like, you know, is God ever going to come get us out of here, right? Because, you know, all we've just known is bondage and for 400 years already, you know? So the answer to your question is, it's what side of the fence are you sitting on, right? So what happened at the Red Sea, for example, right? It was at the end of the event, on the other side of the Red Sea, when the Red Sea was closed, it was the best day of Israel's life in hundreds of years, because they're freed from Pharaoh. And it was the worst in the worst day of Pharaoh's life, because he was killed and so was his army. So that's what I'm
saying.
So
you think this year is going
to
be, I guess we're looking at financially, is it going to be massive? It's going to be a huge hit. What, starting from now until June is what you're saying? Is it going to be when it all comes down?
Yeah, the next 4 months are going to be incredible. Next 3.5, actually, because we're halfway through March. So into the end of June are going to be truly incredible. With May, I would say you can put a massive exclamation point on May. And particularly, we discussed what happened to Pharaoh at the Red Sea. And so actually, I want to put this slide up here so I can share with your viewers, they can actually follow along. But if we follow this slide here, first off, if your viewers want my presentation, which is thousands and thousands of hours and details I put into this, and it's free, okay? You're more than welcome to scan this QR code. There's like 70 plus pages here, free to your viewers. So what I want to talk about is some critical time points. You know, I don't want to go through all the slides here. I'm going to hit some massively important time points. We talked about this before, but basically this is the essence of. So we've actually, let me go to one other slide here. So we did talk about Purim. If you remember what happened with Purim, right? We said this is going to be an important date. Tucker Carlson aired the tapes on March 6th, 7th. How crazy is this? Exactly,
yes.
On Purim.
And rumors are circulating that Soros passed, but I haven't gotten no validation on that, no confirmation, but those are rumors.
Yeah, and who cares? Because he's one piece of the evil pie, bottom line. Right. We've got, and so this is kind of cool too, as well, too. This is one thing about when I calculate time, right? So in history, in the year 2011, I was the only person in the world that I believe that actually was able to calculate the exact day gold and silver would top. But it happened to the exact day in 2011. And all I did, like, I don't want the credit for this, because I literally used Daniel's timeline in the Bible, counting 1,260 days from prior tops. So you can literally nail the same exact day. Yeah, it's crazy. Using Daniel's timeline, that's the essence of what I mostly use when I do my time analysis, and you'll see in a minute. So if you run 1,260 days, literally from 2011, you can calculate the bottom, you can calculate all the patterns, but this is the wild part. If you run from this pattern itself, from 2011 I ran this, the pattern forward, and it takes us to Mars, the March 6th of 2022. But then if you do one additional calculation by adding one additional year for the Jubilee, you literally land on March 6th, which is Perm. So the calculation that from
you figured
from
this out on your own.
Yeah. Well, I just got, God shows me kind of where to look, and
channeled
I
channeled you. Channeled it.
Yeah, you know, God shows me, and it blows my mind, because so you literally, this is a math calculation anybody can do, but you go from the top when gold topped in September 6, 2011, you run the cycle forward, you can see the patterns right here, what I calculated, and it literally lands on March 6th, Perm, and this was the exact date that Tucker brought out his videos. This marks the beginning of their end, okay? So now
it marks their great exposure.
Yeah. So yes. So now it all begins. So it's game on, and you'll see what happened this Monday. Okay. Silver and Bitcoin, gold and silver jumped vertical, and they're starting to move vertical, and they're fighting to do everything they can to not let precious metals, gold and silver, go vertical. Because if gold and silver explode vertical, then their game's over. Because basically, if gold has value and if silver has value, then their dollar has no value. You get it? Like, it has less value. And how
it's a fine balance. It's a fine red line they're walking.
Right. And so if silver, say, for example, goes to double, triple digits, $100, $200, then everyone's going to want silver, and they're not going to want the dollar, right? But what they want, the world to want the world reserve currency, the dollar, right? Because that's how they controlled everybody. So what we're coming into here, as we step into April and May, is the collapse of the world reserve currency. The U.S. dollar will be rejected across the world by June.
Jeez.
They're not going
to. So America is going to be in a really bad place.
Yes. So this doesn't mean that the US dollar is going to zero, but basically, because they manipulate everything with trillions and trillions of dollars and what's called contracts, okay? So they've leveraged it 100 to 1, this kind of stuff. So even a 30% haircut on the US dollar is a 1,000% drop on many of these derivative contracts, which will literally wipe them out. So this is going to be, that's why they can't, you know, have markets drop more than 10, 15% in a single day. They'll literally shut down the markets, because when this stuff happens, it blows up their computer models. And so the whole world's run by computers right now, the computer models, and that's how they're doing it all. And so if you get a 30% haircut, which is going to be done by the BRICS are going to attack the US dollar, the BRIC nations. And when they attack the dollar, we're going to see a collapse of the world reserve currency, which means that other countries across the world are literally not going to accept it as payment. Boom. And then you're going to have a new currency come in, which is what? Gold and silver, cryptocurrencies. So, like, the best example, you know, they've called gold a rock, right? They give it no value. And that's what they believe gold is, because they want to basically convince the world that gold is not money, but it's been money for thousands of years. And then they've also talked about cryptocurrencies, and they said Bitcoin's dead. And they've said that about 250 times so far in the past 10 years, but Bitcoin today trades at $25,000. You see what I'm saying? And the reason being, cryptocurrencies are going to be the ledger of transaction. When the financial system blows up, you're going to need to know how to pay people at distance. So I can click a button and send you finances via cryptos, and there's no middleman. See, these people operate as the middleman. That's the whole essence of it, right? If you go to the bank today, you want to send a wire, you got to ask the bank to do the wire for it. They're going to ask you know who this person is? Like, it's all, like, there's always a middleman there. You want to cut a check, you can cut a check, but the bank has to clear it, right? Everything you do is through a middleman. You go buy precious metals on the stock exchange, they're going to sell you SLV, GLD. They're going to sell you paper representations of silver. You can go buy it at the COMEX. They're going to sell you paper contracts. But the paper contract basically states that there's somebody in the back end that has silver for you. Don't worry about it. There's silver there. See, it's always about, don't worry about it, we got you. Because they're always the middleman controlling the inventory, right? But you don't know if there really is anything there. Or did they take it all for themselves? You see, and that's the problem, the world we live in. Our world was, the United States was based on something awesome, right? Founded under God. It was an awesome place to live. And then it was corrupted. Nixon took us off the gold standard. And for 50 years now, what's happened is the evil regime's been working there. That's the whole agenda.
Do you think, Bo, that there's a possibility that they will achieve that to a degree, and there will be a split in humanity where some people will go get this digital ID, and some people and other people will not, and they'll go into this new standard? Or do you think we're just going to have to go into this new standard as a whole?
No, that's a great question, because basically this is the point about, you know, evil, right? As much as you're awake as much as I'm awake and many of your viewers are awake of what's going on, right? It's a piece of humanity. But people, see, even after the glory, there's an event coming here very soon where all heck breaks loose, right? And there's going to be something happen on this earth. And I basically said it to you, I think, on your last show. There's going to be an event, probably, I believe, in May that's going to happen that's going to be so mind-blowing, it's going to defy it will defy the laws of physics. And so the physics that we know, because we've only been exposed to a piece of the physics, right, that are in the world.
You think this could be alien stuff?
I don't know, because then you can blame it on them. Something's coming. It's just like when Pharaoh killed the firstborn of Egypt, right? It wasn't like all of Egypt. It wasn't like random people. It was only the firstborn, right? It was an act of God, because when you look at that, like, the only way that the firstborn of each family would have been died that night would have been an act of God, right? Because there's no other way that could happen. When the Red Sea parted, right? There was a Red Sea, and then it parted, and then Pharaoh's there, and it closed in his head. That was an act of God. The point is, after this event happens, everyone's going to know that there's a God. That's the point. So God's going to get the glory on this. So whatever, and the event that's coming is a secret. So God's spoken through many prophets that are on this earth right now. He's spoken through them, but he won't reveal the exact event that's going to happen, just like he didn't reveal to Moses that he was going to part the Red Sea. Moses didn't know this. Okay?
Maybe it'll be nuclear.
No. It'll be like, well, no, that might happen, but basically it's going to be something so profound that you could only say this was an act of God. Literally, in 24 hours, Israel, so Passover, Jesus, I'm sorry, Jesus died at Passover, but basically at Passover, let's talk about Israel and Pharaoh. So at Passover, angel of death shows up, kills Pharaoh's firstborn and all of Egypt's firstborn, freaks Pharaoh out after all the other things that hit, and then he finally lets Israel go. They get to the Red Sea. He gets buyer's remorse. He's like, well, I just let them all go. So, you know, he goes and chases them, right? Because, I mean, these are alpha predators, right? They're demon possessed. And so he chases them to the Red Sea to go kill them at the Red Sea, only to find out that God had a bigger plan. He parted the sea. Israel crossed, and then he closed the sea on Pharaoh's head. And from that day forward, everybody was scared to fight Israel. Why? Because they heard of the God of Israel. So that's the point. And so that time point, Nino, would be May 1. It's interesting, but that's also, if you Google the word May 1, it's Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah.
So does something happen May 1? I don't know. Does something happen the first week of May? I would say huge probability the first week of May is going to be a week the world will never forget. Ever forget. And if it's not the first week, it's May. But I'm telling you, the count to make is, if we study history, all I'm doing, I'm studying history, and I'm showing you how what history is telling us is about to happen. So if we look at history, right here. So we went over this last time, but this is so important to understand, because Passover is, so we had Purim just went. That's an important date for God. And look what happened, you know, with the Tucker tapes coming out. Okay. So the next feast, and if we study history as well too, just what happened. So, but the point is, the first seal, which would be the white horse, the first seal was manifested as 2020 started. Okay, the second seal of Revelation manifested on Pentecost. And so, I'm sorry, that was Hanukkah, seal one. Pentecost was seal two, meaning that when God does things, Nino, he's doing it on his feasts, on his special appointed times, okay? So the next special appointed time for God is Passover. So I have the screen on for you. Look at the crazy things that happened on Passover if you study history. How does this happen? I don't know, but it did. So check this out. Jesus Christ was crucified on Passover. They killed Jesus. They fell right into God's plan. He died on Passover, rose 3 days later, and conquered evil. But they played into God's plan. Next thing is, you know, Isaac was tricked to bless Jacob on Passover. The Gideon 300 army were assembled on Passover. The angel of death killed 185 Assyrians on Passover. This is cool. We talk about Haman, right? Haman came to the king to try to have him kill all the Jews, convince him to kill all the Jews on Passover. Daniel was thrown in the lions then on Passover. Belshazzar drank from the golden vessels on Passover and died that night. That was many, many tekel ofshirasim. So my point is, then if you study history further, what happened? We talked about the Red Sea. We talked about Israel and Pharaoh. This is about covenants, okay? The United States has a covenant with God. We chose God, and we, you know, our Constitution basically states very clearly, all men are created equal. That's out of the Bible, people, okay? Then God chose Israel. So we are a brother-sister relationship. They've tried to grab Israel for thousands of years, and that's not, how's that turned out for them? Okay, yeah. They keep losing, okay? Just like they're trying to grab the United States right now, and it's not going to work out for them. That's the point. It's not going to work out for them. So what happened at Passover with Pharaoh and Israel? You know, what are we waiting for? The third seal to manifest. We got the first two that are open. The third, these are worldwide phenomenons, okay? That's why you're seeing the banks. It started here in California with the three banks, and now you just the news this morning gets now rolling into Europe, okay? So now the banks in Europe are starting to get affected, okay? This is going to be a worldwide phenomenon that's about to happen. The third seal of Revelation is two things. It's a black horse representing angel of death, and then the rider has got scales in his hands. We talked about the balance scales, right? And so the third seal is about to manifest. So when could it happen? When could the greatest financial event in human history happen? Nino, how about Passover? Because when Israel left, they plundered Egypt of all the gold. They got paid for the past 400 years. And then they get to the Red Sea, and then other things happen. But the point is, Israel left Egypt with the gold. So potentially, if there's going to be a great wealth transfer, the greatest one in human history, I would suspect we're going to see things popping off here at Passover. Passover starts April 6th. Potentially is the evening of April 5th.
That's just around the corner.
Yeah, April 5th, it goes to April 13th. So whatever happens on 3/22, that's their appointed. So like they have their time, like you're saying earlier, right? They do certain things on certain dates, right? So their date's 3/22, that's their Yale number, through skull and bones. So they might pull some crazy cards on 3/22. We don't know what's going to happen, but whatever they do, don't worry, God's got a bigger plan, and God's plan is going to be manifesting potentially here on Passover. So the 50 Nisan potentially is April 6th. Does anything happen April 6th? God knows, not me. I'm telling you, Passover is April 5th evening into the 13th of April. So there's your Passover window. Now, it's interesting to go next step. This is the angel of death. The prophet Kent Christmas already prophesied the angel of death that killed the firstborn of Egypt. The angel of death is on the earth right now. On the earth, right, and in 24 hours, all the firstborn of Egypt died. Ben will be again. Will it happen this year? We're going to find out really soon. Let's leave it at that, okay? I'm just giving you timelines. So this takes us to what happened at the Red Sea. So this was when literally Pharaoh got buyer's remorse. He went to the Red Sea. He's going to kill all of Israel. So it wasn't over. So in other words, it's not over in April, okay? It's not over until when? May. Because it was 18 days to get to the Red Sea. It was 8 days they camped. They crossed the Red Sea on the 25th day. And you can Google this right here, the Exodus timeline. You can click that. You can see the whole timeline. But basically on the 25th day is when the Red Sea closed on Pharaoh. Pharaoh was literally, he was killed. His army was destroyed. And it was over. It was over. Finished. Over. So May will be when it's done.
It'll be a wrap.
So the puppet masters who control Mystery Babylon are gone or have become unimportant. So there's something happened where they're just, whatever they say is not important anymore as the world control system comes to a sudden end, as the financial system comes to a sudden end. And then once the financial system comes to a sudden end, guess what? The bribes and payoffs don't work anymore, right? So all the truth starts popping off. Right. So because if I've been giving you a $50 million to keep quiet, right, that I create out of thin air, I can't do that anymore. Cool. I can still do it, but you're not going to want my $50 million because you want gold and silver. You want cryptocurrencies. You want real money because you just found out the financial system was a complete fraud. Right. So you don't want their fake money. You want real money. And you're not going to take anything but real money. And therefore, all the truths start coming out. And then that takes us last time. When the truths come out, Nino, what's the only thing, like if you get a virus in your computer, the only option is to power your computer down, right?
Right,
so
right,
if the truce,
right.
If the truth's all over the internet, if the truth's all over the TV,
shut it down.
Red Sea, okay?
Okay.
And so does everything go black the first week of May? I don't know, but if there was a time point when everything could happen, I would say May is very interesting because, you know, that would literally mean that it's their end. Their end, the end, their end, like it's over, right?
Right.
So then from that point on, all the truths are coming out. And so they're going to have to shut everything down. So does it happen in May or June? I don't know. But I'm telling you, they're going to shut everything down because that's the only last option they have because they tried to pull the nuclear card. That didn't work for them because God intervenes, right? So everything that they try, seal two was peace taken from the earth. Seal three, I believe, is going to be Passover. And then that leads us into, remember, we got to count the days, right? Remember, gold cycled, got to count 1,260 days. So 1,260 days, you count it right here, boom, boom, 1,260 days. That takes it to precisely June 25, 2023,
okay.
Which is, it's over. So the 3.5 years that God gave them is over. It's finished, which means that we're going to get a 45 day window, which is right here. We're getting a 45 days. So between June 25 and June 9. So expect, I would have, since we're getting a new everything births, right? The kingdom, thy kingdom come. We're seeing that like this is the beginning of a birth of a new era, which is the fall of Babylon. I was expecting earthquakes and volcanoes in the earth. And then that leads us into August 9th. And that starts the next 3.5 years, the most incredible 3.5 years the world has ever seen. The financial blessings are going to be crazy, where the church is going to have so much money because it's written the wealth of the sinner. So who are the sinners? Well, we talked about them. All these people, the trillionaires, the trillions are coming to the church. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. That's what's coming. If you look right here, this is Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26. To the person who pleases God, he gives wisdom. What's he giving you? A lot of intelligence. You've been really paying attention to what's going on, okay? He's giving you knowledge, and you've been pretty darn happy from where you are right now. So the person who pleases God, he gives them wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, he gives them the task of gathering and storing up wealth.
Materialistic.
It's never been fulfilled, Nino. This has never been fulfilled. And then the last line is, he gives the sinners, the trillion to the wealth, the sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. This is what's coming. We're going to see, when I told shows before, we're going to see silver go from $20 where it is now. Blessings. He made it for us. Satan came on and stole it and turned us into what? The borrower, not the lender. We're to be the lender, we're to be the lenders to the nations. They've changed everything on us. So God's about to restore the way it's supposed to be. It's going to come back the way it's supposed to be. And then remember, we talked about Haman and Esther. The next three blood moons, next year, 2024, 2025, and 2026, blood moons occur on each in the next three consecutive Purims. This has never happened in history, which, what is that telling us? It means that what they did first, it's not much even a sacrifice. It's what happened to Haman, right? He wanted to kill all the Jews, only at the end he built the gallows to hang all the Jews, only to hang on it himself and his whole family. So God basically is destroying evil. See, when you read the Bible, God always says, kill these people, kill that people, because they come from a satanic bloodline. You see, it's about the blood. They come from an evil bloodline. It's all about the bloodlines always, right? And so when there's an evil bloodline, what do they breed? They breed evil, right? And that's what's been going on. So God's always trying to destroy the evil bloodlines. And
this is incredible. This makes a lot of sense to me.
When you read, I'll give you this right here. When we read Ephesians, right? We battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities in dark places, and rulers in darkness, right? Principalities are. Right, right. So it destroys our theory of evolution. So that's the whole point, And so they control everything. They control the narrative, just like they did with the Catholic Church, right? Look at this. Jesus, this is crazy, okay? So Moses goes up on the mountain, gets the Ten Commandments written by God. God wrote the Ten Commandments with his own hand, gave it to Moses to bring down, to give to the give to his people, the Jewish nation, right? And then what happens? The Catholic Church goes on and removes the Second Commandment, right? They literally remove the Second Commandment. And so this is on the left here is the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses, and this is the Catholic, okay? The point is, so this is the infiltration of what happens when evil infiltrates religion. Okay, so they remove idol worship so you can bend down to Mary, and then they remove the day of Sabbath, right? And they just remember the holy day, but it doesn't say the holy day. Sabbath is a Saturday, is Saturday, not Sunday. So that they're sun worshipers, right? So they worship the sun. So the point is, everything in our world is a deception, and evil infiltrates everything, just like the banking institutions, right? Evil's infiltrated the banking institution. And so they're in the middle of everything. They've infiltrated our marriages because you got to get a marriage contract to get married, right? A marriage license. So that's evil intervening. So now the state is over top of you and your wife, right? And over your children. So evil's infiltrated everything in our world, and we don't even realize it because it's been going on for thousands of years. And now we're stepping into a critical time point because basically we've got the first two seals of Revelation open. The two horsemen are riding. The two horsemen are riding. Now we're waiting for the third horseman. And when could it happen? Well, we've got...
And then the fourth.
Well, the fourth is going to be later down the road. And the reason being is because...
You mean when they're hung?
Well, look, because remember, they're going to come back on the earth. This is what I wanted. So let's go back to the big picture of time, right? So they're trying to bring in this Antichrist system that we're seeing right here.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, what's it called? You know, the Agenda 23. They're trying to bring it in right now over here. Okay. Right.
So they're getting ahead of themselves.
Yes. So this whole cycle, so the Antichrist, the Mark of the Beast system, the central bank digital currency, it's open. See, when the bankers go down, so does the central bank digital currency.
So they were, like I said, I was right about this. They were supposed to bring this in 2030, and they're doing it now instead. They're having to hurry up.
Yep. So they're bringing it in 7 years early, but then God's going to intervene. They get stopped and get 7 years of plenty. Okay. Especially the next 3.5 years are going to be insanely awesome. Okay. And then there's a shift here, whatever happens here at 27. And then that takes us, and then that also coordinates potentially with return, with the next presidential inauguration in 2027. And that would, you know, so therefore, because Trump, when he comes back this year, he's going to get 4 solid years.
All right,
and
right,
that,
right.
So that would take us into 2027. They got another 3.5 years here. And then the mark of the beast system. Well, then evil comes up. That's when they're going to sign a peace covenant, probably. So I'm guessing the Agenda 2030 relates to the peace covenant they signed with Israel. But this is a peace covenant is going to be in relation to dividing Israel. And then when they divide Israel, God's going to say, you divided my land. Now I'm going to divide yours. And that's when we're going to see the United States split in half.
Well, so hold on. I thought we were going to win this.
Well, we will eventually, not until Jesus Christ shows up. Okay, so this is the great deception. So people are out there thinking that
we're going to have 3 good years, and then back in 2027, it's going back to shit.
No, it starts up again in 2030, right? And then remember, because you can't stop. See, you go back to the seals of Revelation, right? You can't stop Revelation. You can't stop the seals that are coming. You know, so we've got the four horsemen, which are only the first four seals. So the world you know, Nino, is never going to be the same. The world we know, the world we grew up, it's never going to be the same. Okay, until Christ returns. And so we've got the fourth horseman, then he rides. And after that, you got 5, 6, and 7 horsemen. So nothing's over until the return of Christ. Again, so when
it just keeps repeating.
Well, we have 7-year cycle.
We win, then they win. We win, then they win.
Right. But this is the best part, right? So now, right now, they are trying to bring in, and we give kind of, let's end up on this. They're trying to bring in this evil agenda right here, this evil system here.
Right.
If they did it right here, they're doing it, and they would enslave all humanity, and they would get away with their plan. Because what? They have the trillions right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. Now, think of it this way. We talked about the wealth of the sinner start off with the righteous. We talked about the fulfillment of prophecy of the wealth with the greatest financial event in human history. So they lose all their money that they have right now. The finances go to the church. So when the evil regime does come to power here in 2030, potentially, they have lost their trillions. They come in limping financially. They don't have the money because the church has got it. And so you have to, and this goes back to reading the Bible. The wheat, meaning God's church, rises with the tares, the evil.
Mm, right.
So they rise together. Okay. But God's church is glorious because we've got all the finances, we got land, we got food, we got everything we need because we've got trillions. You see, so during this time, this is, again, an incredible time for God's church. It's just horrible for those who choose to reject God.
Right.
Because they're stuck in the cities and they're stuck in what's going on in the world, right? But we're going to be in
the world. Then I was right about the two timelines coexisting.
Yeah, so that back to your question. Yeah, so at that time, there's going to be the two timelines would be the wheat and the tares rising together. And then that takes us into, you know, when Antichrist, remember, they haven't even built the third temple, right? The third temple is going to be built in Israel. And I guess that's going to happen. My best guess, the third temple comes up around in 2031, they start building the third temple in Israel. And you're like, why would they need to build a third temple? Well, because they built two already. They were deceived. Israel, the Jewish nation, was deceived by what? The same people that run the world right now, that Jesus Christ is not the Messiah. So the Israel nation, the Jewish nation, is going to build a third temple because they're going to build it for the coming Messiah.
Mm.
Right? Only to find out that the coming Messiah is going to walk into the temple that they built, and it's going to be the Antichrist. So they're actually going to build the third temple for the Antichrist. Because with Jesus dying on Passover as the Passover lamb, you no longer need the third temple because we are the temple.
Right.
So there's your two.
But what I'm seeing here is a back and forth continuing all the way to 2034. And then it says hell on earth. So explain.
Right. Because that's what, because he walks in the temple, he declares himself God. He says, I am the great I am. So the Antichrist calls himself God.
Oh, great. Yeah. Just like they bought the boogeyman.
Yep. So people, back to the beginning of this, people, as much as they're going to announce that there is a God and, you know, there must be a God, the things that happen on this earth are beyond our natural comprehension. So the God must be an act of God. People, there's going to be a billion soul revival. There's going to be a massive revival. Jesus Christ, namely, spoken across the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, west. Okay. But there will still be those, you know, that choose evil.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, there will still be those after all the signs and
wonders. There will always be shitbags.
Yeah, that will ultimately still choose evil. And that's why the wheat rises with the tares. And it's not until full harvest, which is the return of Christ, where Christ comes back with the angels. We get raptured at the very end. He brings us back down. We come down with God. And then we're going to be on earth, Nino. We're going to be on earth with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
How awesome is this?
I think it's awesome. This is the craziest time ever in human history.
Yeah.
We're coming into it. Like, these next few months to years are like, this is it. This is game time.
Yeah. But it's going to be incredible, right? So back to what we said, you know, so now you probably get to understand what I'm saying. You know, the worst the world has ever seen in the best the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
Because when we get financial blessings that are like beyond mind-blowing, that we just like, what do we do with all the money, right? And then the Holy Spirit comes down and is powering people up to literally cause healing, because the latter rain, Haggai 2 verse 9, will be greater than the former rain. So, Nino, we're going to see people laying hands onto the calendar, right? June 25 is literally the completionary point. That's summer solstice, 3 days before that, summer solstice. So maximum point of light, that then leads us into a 45-day window into August 5, and then this new everything, the new world we're waiting for begins in August into September. That's where this is all taking us, August into September, which then this is the pattern right here. So we got June 25 and then August 9th. So the new USA rebirthed, reborn under God, back to the way it was how we were founded. Under God, no longer abortion as a mandate,
right,
with Supreme Court. Okay, we're blessed by God, so the United States will be one of the most incredible places to live in history during end time. Actually, during end times, why? Because no different than what happened to Israel when they crossed that Red Sea, and the Pharaoh, God closed the Red Sea on Pharaoh's head. Every nation from that day forward was scared to fight or come against Israel because they heard of the God of Israel. And so the world is going to fear the Holy Spirit. They're going to fear it like they've never imagined. And the comparison would be China is equivalent to Pharaoh. So they're going to fall forever and be a moot point, no different than Egypt has been for the past thousands of years.
You know, this makes a lot of sense to me, especially what I've been feeling when I pray. I have this weird, especially now that I'm sober, Bo. It's like I'm seeing life through a completely different lens, and I'm able to pick up on things intuitively, spiritually, way faster and better than I ever have when I was drinking. And honestly, I can see this, the way what you're telling me right now is resonating with me like you would not believe. I see it like this when I talk to Juanito, when I talk to the ghost, when I talk to certain people on my channel, on private phone calls, this is all lining up, man, what you're saying. So I'm a believer, man. My audience, where can my audience find you, Bo?
Website is gold2020forecast.com, gold2020forecast.com. And you can also go to YouTube and put my name in. A lot of my most recent interviews are on YouTube.
Or they can just scan that code that you put up in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the code actually will actually give them direct access to the entire PDF.
You want to put it up real quick?
Yeah, this is 70 pages of thousands of hours of work. We touched on this stuff, you know, today. There's so much information here that's going to be mind blowing, but it's just so many details.
I see a little cross in there.
Yeah, so just do that. Go. I was going to hold this on. But yeah.
Wait. Did you mean to put that cross in there?
Behind here?
No, in the scan code.
Oh, no.
You see the cross above your name in white?
Oh, yeah.
Did you mean to do that?
No.
There's a sign.
It's a sign. It's a random.
Yeah. No, really. I just saw. That's what I saw. You see that little cross right there? The little white cross above the P.
Oh yeah. Yes, right here. Yep. I didn't see that.
Yep.
Well, you know, you're good. Yeah, I never saw that. See, there you right. go. Yeah, so again, please download like you would at a restaurant, scan it with your phone, and you can download this entire PDF. There's so much information in this PDF presentation. It's so detailed. Thousands of hours are in there. Actually, one last thing, I want to do this for you, Nino.
Okay.
I did this for you here. I want. And if anybody's interested in cryptocurrencies, okay, if you're interested in like, hey, wanna, like my cycle analysis literally has called every single turn in Bitcoin since September. It's like 6 months of just like unbelievable analysis. It's like literally to the day. It freaks me out, but I use Daniel's timeline to calculate this stuff, and I'm literally being able to call Bitcoin's price movement for 6 months, you know, the sideways, the drops to the exact day, called the move up this week. Everything has been forecast. It's crazy how you can predict the future. Jeez. So anyways, if your viewers are interested in cryptocurrencies, you know, which ones to buy, how to buy cryptocurrency, basically, you know, which currencies are good, when's the next jump in Bitcoin, when's it going to spike, when's the top?
So what should I get, Bo, Bitcoin or XRP, man?
So XRP is good, okay?
Should I go buy Bitcoin's $20,000 a coin right now.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is I actually, of my holdings, Nino, Bitcoin's 1% of my holdings, okay? 50% of my holdings, I'll tell you and your viewers, is Theta coin, T-H-E-T-A, okay? That's 50% of my holdings. Why? Because then Theta is going to come up and it's the manufacturer.
How much is a coin on that?
A buck.
So I should go to buy some Theta right now on my uphold.
Well, people can do whatever they want. I like Theta. I don't want to get financial.
Do you also like XRP? Theta.
Well, to a degree, because this is the problem with XRP. See, the people that we know blow up, they're going to ultimately start using XRP. So yeah, it's going to go up. But then what happens, right? Like, what happens? So I don't know, but it scares me. So I don't like it for that reason, because basically the only one really using XRP, you know, truly the ones that promote all the time are the same people who basically run the financial system right now. Okay. So that's the issue that I have with XRP. Do I have some? Yes. Is it going to go up? Yes. Will I sell it when it goes up? Absolutely. And buy some gold or silver or buy some other cryptocurrencies. But that's one that I'm ultimately not going to be holding long term because it scares me based on who basically likes it.
You know, so I should get some Theta. Well, obviously gold and silver, Theta coin, and I already have XRP.
Yeah, you know, so, back to gold and silver, right? Like you said, so gold, as an example, is $1,700, $1,800 right now. The point is, they have manipulated. This is really important for your viewers, okay? We talked about silver multiplying in price, okay? Those numbers I gave you for explosions and crazy high prices in silver, they're real. they're, I'm not telling, I'm just, I don't know when they're going to happen, but I'm telling you soon, potentially like very soon. And the reason being is because it's God's money. But the evil bankers that basically that use XRP, these, all these people, you know, the bankers that run or, you know, are promoting XRP. The point I'm trying to make is that they hate silver roughly 9 times more than gold. So they've manipulated silver with paper contracts 9 to 10 times more than gold. What that means is if you mine an ounce of gold, if you're mining, for every ounce you mine, you typically will get maybe 14, say 15 to 10 ounces of silver. Right now, the ratio is 90 to 1. Wow. Not 10 to 1, 90. So when the gold bull market breaks out, so when gold goes crazy, silver, you know, a friend of mine a long time ago coined it, silver is gold on steroids.
Okay. That's so, something I can understand.
Yeah, there you go. So you need to understand that that's the point, right? So when gold goes, silver is going to go nuts.
Okay.
It's going to go crazy. So that's the point is, you know, so I personally have very, very little gold, just like I have very little Bitcoin. Why? Because I look at, you know, the ratios. And so I know when gold goes, silver is going to go crazy. So why do I have, you know, why have I positioned myself personally with silver? Because I know the ratios. I know what's coming. So the ratio is going to go from 90 to 1 to, you know, to 60 to 1, 70 to 1, to 40 to 1, to 30 to 1, to 10 to 1, right? So it's going to approach that 10 to 1. And so, you know, gold's going to go crazy. So if the ratio gets to 10 to 1, holy mackerel, you're not even talking $2,000 silver. You're talking, I don't know, $20,000.
Just astronomical.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's going to be insane. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Know, so I don't want to give any financial advice for people what they should do or shouldn't do. But I'm saying I position. You know, I'm telling you the financial system is about to blow up. Okay.
Okay.
We're about to see the third seal of Revelation, the greatest financial event in human history about to manifest.
What do you want to name this video?
I
was going to name it the Great Exposure. Should we name it?
You could maybe their end or Mayday, 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 or 4 months the world will never forget. You know, or
I was going to put their great exposure, and then what did you just say right now? Financial
collapse.
Financial collapse. Yes.
Yeah.
Their great exposure and the financial collapse. What do you think?
Yeah. Exactly. And so the point of that's the whole point. And then in terms of getting involved, you know, if you want to be a part of the financial system that's about to happen, because the financial ways we transact are about to change forever, period. Whether you agree or not, I don't care. It's going to happen. We've seen two seals of Revelation manifest. We're about to see the third manifest, okay? The greatest financial event in human history. If you can't, there's people that can't afford silver, that can't afford cryptocurrencies. That's okay. Because if you remember what we read about Ecclesiastes, right? God's going to provide. He's going to transfer the wealth from the. If you don't have precious
metals, a lot of crime.
Well, for a short window, but then you're going to have 45 come right back in, because remember, he's got to come back in to rebuild. So he's going to come back to rebuild what God destroyed. So God destroys intentionally because he has to take away idol worship. Don't think this. I'm not excited about this, but it has to happen because people are so focused on their 401ks, you know, their value of their homes. People are so focused on money, and no one's worshiping God anymore. So God's got to flip the tables. Take away the bankers, destroy the financial system. Leviticus, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. So that's what's coming. Those that want to know my cycles, I did this for you, Nino. You don't know. I just wanted to let you know. Anybody who goes to my website, gold2020forecast.com, if you're interested in the Bitcoin cycles, what it's going to do in March, what it's going to do in April, what it's going to do in May, if you want these cycles, you can subscribe, get my Bitcoin index, and put in the word Nino.
Really?
If you've never used this.
What happens when they do that?
This is for you, Nino. Anybody who's wanted to donate to Nino or hasn't or wanted to do something for Nino financially, the 14-day trial is $99. The Nino code brings it down to $49. And Nino is going to get 100% of it.
Wow. I'm not taking it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, at least so we're not
anybody,
now that,
anybody,
oh, he's a grifter. Here comes the grifter.
You know, I want to hook you up, you know, because you are a warrior out there. You're doing all this stuff. You know, God has blessed me. So anybody who signs up in the next couple of weeks here, that, you know, that subscribes, puts in the code Nino, whatever, we're going to track this. Everything that comes in under the code Nino is going to go 100% to Nino. We're going to pay you. You know, you'll get the check. You'll get the payment beginning of April.
I mean, I feel kind of weird talking about this on air.
I just wanted to give that to you because I know what you're doing out there, and I know, you know, sometimes you plug people up front, or you plug promotional things, but this way people are actually going to get something of value. They're literally going to know what Bitcoin's going to do in advance, months in advance, before it ever does it. And the cycles have been crazy accurate for months. For 6 months we've called everything so far, so if you want to know what's coming, we've got it. And I'll give it to you, and all the money that comes in goes to Nino, and so I can basically
thank you, Bo. That means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you, Bo, and let's keep in touch. Obviously, we keep in touch all the time. So as we get closer, more shows to come, folks. More shows with Bo Pony to come. All right, Bo, you take care of yourself, man. God bless you. Hey, you wanna lead a prayer?
You know, absolutely. I just want to thank Father. Thank you for everything you're doing with Nino. You know, to get him out there, to waking him up to the truth, and giving him this amazing following of people that actually listen to him, that love him, that love his incredible personality that he's got. You have sure anointed him, Father, with some amazing blessings. And Father, all those that are listening to this, please give them eyes to see and ears to hear. That's so essential, because people might listen to this, but do they hear it? And, you know, and do they believe what we're saying? So please give them all eyes to see, ears to hear. Father, thank you for all you do in all of our lives. And we're so excited for the things that are about to manifest here on this earth, all in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, Bo, thank you so much. I'll be talking to you later.